Today we learned that our democracy could be hacked by an eighth grader with $26. That's what a security assessment team with the U.S. Department of Energy discovered when they successfully hacked into a Diebold electronic voting machine and were able to change voting results without leaving any trace behind. Cure. This is a government agency that did this. And the security assessment team leaders said about their ability to hack this voting machine, this is a national security issue. Despite all this, in next year's election, 30% of voters are expected to use these very same hack-easy voting machines. But the rest of the world have shelved citing security concerns. And today, with the rise of hacktivist groups like Anonymous, this gaping hole in the security of our elections could be exploited for absurd purposes. So imagine, if they and other hackers coordinated together to hack into voting machines nationwide and skew the voting results of, say, the Republican Party coming up, the Republican Party primary is coming up in a couple of months. Suddenly, libertarian hero Ron Paul might be the guy to take on President Obama. Can you see the Republican leaders' heads exploding?